With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The incoming Trump administration is taking shape as the president-elect continues to put together his team. Senator Marco Rubio reportedly chosen to serve as Secretary of State.
After considering Rubio for vice president earlier this year, Trump apparently plans to name the Florida senator as the nation's top diplomat. The two men were rivals back in the 2016 presidential campaign, but have since become allies. Rubio, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, is known for his hawkish position and for being a tough critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump has named a Republican congressman from Florida to the post of White House National Security Advisor, and former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will be taking the helm of the EPA. Also at SRNNews.com, investigators in China say it was deadly and it was no accident.
Police say a 62-year-old man, unhappy over a divorce settlement, deliberately rammed his car into people exercising at a sports center in the southern Chinese city of Zhuhai. 35 people were killed, another 43 injured. Police said the attack happened late Monday and that the vehicle knocked down a number of pedestrians. Video shows a firefighter performing CPR on a person as others were told to leave the scene. One woman says her foot is broken. Dozens of people were lying prone on a running track. I'm Donna Water.
Though some light rain slowed it down, a wildfire continues burning along the New York-New Jersey border. It's, last word, about 20% contained. In Southern California, containment of the massive mountain fire northwest of Los Angeles stands at about 40%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 57 points, the NASDAQ ahead 30, and the S&P trading 8 points higher. This is SRN News. The bells of Notre Dame have come to life.
For the first time in 5 years, Paris heard the voice of the iconic cathedral's belfry. Reconstruction after the 2019 fire is almost complete at the 861-year-old church, and over the weekend they tested some of the 21 bells flooding the city with sound. The rebuilding will continue on into 2025, but it's mostly completed, and Notre Dame plans to open to the public next month, just in time for Christmas celebrations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism may leave nowhere for Israeli soccer teams to play. The latest violence against fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv squad in Amsterdam has some Israelis worried that it's not safe for their teams and fans to travel to games abroad. Meanwhile, the European soccer governing body has ruled that Israel cannot host international matches either because of the war in Gaza. Maccabi Tel Aviv has been playing its home games in Hungary and Serbia this season. This is SRN News. You can buy just about anything online these days, and this is one example of that.
Since it started selling cars in 2013, Carvana has disrupted the U.S. used vehicle market with no-haggle pricing and an online buying process that cuts out the often dreaded salesman. The Tempe, Arizona company took advantage of many buyers' fear of negotiating with a dealer, letting them purchase vehicles via computer and have them delivered to their homes. CEO and co-founder Ernie Garcia says the company has lower costs than conventional dealerships because it doesn't have expensive real estate across the nation. It does have 17 centers nationwide where used vehicles are reconditioned before sale. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal auto safety regulators launching an investigation into whether engines on 1.4 million Honda vehicles might be subject to complete failure. More details, SRNNews.com.